crap or just crap would be the right thing. Something you would carry your money in is a Would you put your billfold inside of something else usually?
Pocketbook.
Okay. Or would your purse or whatever you go in your pocket? There's a woman way around the wrist. Do you have one on
bracelet.
Okay, bracelet.
Watch.
Okay. What about around your neck? The little things tied together and around. Okay. What you call, what about the little kind of pearl things? Would you call those a, what do you call that? Certain kind of necklace with the little.
Beads?
Yeah. Would you call it, would you say a string of beads or would you say you have beads on?
Beads.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers? Have you ever heard any other words for suspenders besides that?
No.
You ever heard of galluses?
Galluses.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot. Have you heard that a lot?
Yeah.
You ever heard of
galluses?
Yeah. Oh, galluses now?
Uh-huh.
You've heard of
what?
Now?
Call them
so you call galluses. You call them galluses now, but so you'd say the old word was trousers.
Uh-huh.
What do you hold over you when it rains? You want to stay dry.
Umbrella.
Okay. What do you use? Tell me a few of the things you use in making up a bed.
Sheets, pillowcases, pillows, bedspread.
Okay. And that. Do you have? Would you ever use a? The coverlet or? Bits, well, you've already said bits, but that's what you use for that word. What about, would you ever use comforter?
Comforter, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what would be the difference between bedspread and a comforter?
Bedspread, bits and goes under your pillow, and a comforter just sort of goes over.
Goes over the whole thing.
What I have in my room.
Keep you warm, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a word for a large pillow, a real large pillow?
I have a word for a large pillow.
Okay. Use the word bolster. That's not part of that. Fine. Very good. When you say comforter, do you mean the same thing as when you say quilt? Is that sort of the same sort of thing?
Or
more or less. Okay. So would there be any distinction for you between quilt and comforter?
Comforter, you could use like as a bedspread.
The
quilt would just be something to cover up
for you. Okay. Did your grandmother ever make quilts?
Uh-huh.
And did she usually make them the patchwork quilt kind of thing? Yeah, or?
She used to make them
out of
tote bags.
Uh-huh.
She did.
Well, I bet they were pretty,
too. Yeah, they're very pretty.
Very elegant. Uh-huh. So, those things are really valuable now, too. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
A pallet.
Yeah. Now, this is back to the farm. I don't think I'm trying to indicate anything. Just, these are questions that if you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know. But if you have you expect a big yield from a field, you say that the soil is very...
fertile?
Yeah. That's what I would think would be. The flat lowland along a stream. Do you have any particular word for that? These are all kind of farm terms. The flat lowland along the stream, overflowed in spring and plowed later.
No.
Okay. Now, low-lying grassland, what about that?
No.
Okay. Suppose this was some kind of land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. Would you have a name for that?
They're like a swamp.
Okay.